Think back to when you started your business. Was choosing a name an easy or a difficult task for you? I am terrible at naming things, particularly my own projects. So this is something that I labored over for a very long time, probably too long actually. In today's episode, I'm replying to a question from Tiffany, one of our community members who is struggling with naming her business. She's unsure whether to name it after her personal name or create a unique business name. I'm going to run through some pros and cons of each on this episode, and then I'll share 7 tips for naming your business if it's not going to be your name. This episode is brought to you by our email marketing for product makers guide. 49% of our customers want to hear from us on a consistent basis. Yet, only a small percentage of product-based business owners are actively sending monthly emails to their customers. If you have struggled with what to say, when to send, or how to plan out your email marketing strategies, we have got the tool for you. Head to proof2product.com/email marketing and grab our free guide. This tool and the optional training have helped hundreds of product makers plan out an entire year's worth of emails. And the best part? They are creating templates that they can rinse and repeat year after year. Grab your copy at proof2product.com/email marketing. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, friends. So here is Tiffany's question. She says, help, I'm having an identity crisis. I currently have my business name as my personal name, but I'm wondering if it is better to have a business name that is not tied to me personally. My concerns are that if my company has my name in it, will I ever be able to expand more than beyond me? Could I include more artists in my lineup? Originally, I wanted it to be my name because I wanted to have everything licensed under my name. But as I'm growing my business and diversifying my sales channels, I'm learning that there are 2 separate business models and perhaps I want to keep them separate. I'm still small enough that right now it would be easy to change this if I needed. What do you think? All right, Tiffany, this is a great question. Naming our businesses can feel like such an important and big decision because they are. It is an important decision. Our business name tells people who we are, what we sell, and we want to choose something that is easy to remember and share with friends. So naming your business is a very personal decision, and there is no right or wrong answer to your question here. Some people feel very strongly about having their name tied to the business, whereas some people feel the complete opposite. In some industries like fashion and fine art, it is common for the founder or the artist or the creator to name the business after themselves. But let's run through some pros and cons of each, starting first with the benefits of using your name. So one of the benefits of using your name as a business is name recognition. Making the business name your own can help build credibility for you within your industry, and it can oftentimes set you apart from companies that have similar business names. There's a lot of companies in different industries that have similar names to one another, and it can get very confusing. And so if your business name is your own name, it will be less confusing for your customers. The second benefit to having your personal name as your business name is ease of setup. If you're in the starter phase of business, it is easy to set up a sole proprietorship under your name and get started quickly. When the business is your personal name, there's also less chances of trademark issues too, because somebody else is very likely not going to have your same name. The third benefit is flexibility. So using your personal name can give you flexibility to change the focus of your business without having to change your business name. So if you name your business something very specific tied to your product line, and then let's say you decide to shift and sell something completely different or sell a different type of product, naming the business after you would provide you with flexibility in changing your offers. So you would be able to shift within your own name. Now, let's run through some reasons you might not want to use your personal name as your business name. The first one is privacy concerns. Using your personal name as your business name means that your personal and professional lives become more closely linked and intertwined, and this could mean that you have less privacy. Some people are not bothered by this, and others very much are bothered by this. So think ahead and think, if my brand became really large, how would I feel about my name being tied to this? The second reason you might not want to use your personal name as your business name involves our exit strategy. So it's weird to think about the end of a business when you're getting set up, but it is important to think about your exit strategy when you're naming your business. So for example, if you want to sell your business at some point, it may be more difficult to sell it if the business name is tied to your name. It might be harder for somebody else to take ownership of that when you're no longer involved. The third reason why you may not want to use your personal name as your business name is expansion. If you run a small business, you are likely the one doing all of the creativity, all of the management. As you grow, you may want to bring on other product designers and artists and creative to help you expand that product line. You can certainly have them work under your brand name that is your own name, but if you are looking to give them credit for their work, if you want it to be more of a collaborative co-op, it may be easier to do that under a brand name that is not your own. So I like to learn through examples, so I wanted to shed light on a couple. One of our Paper Camp alumni is Emily Lay. She used to have her brand as her name. The business used to be called Emily Lay, but she changed it to Simplified several years ago, and it was for a myriad of reasons. I believe privacy was one of them. Emily McDowell is someone else that changed her company name from Emily McDowell to the name M and Friends. I think that happened in 2018 when she sold her company to Knock Knock. So there was expansion there that happened, and she wanted more variety. My point with telling you this and sharing these examples is that there's no wrong answer here, and you can always start with one name, whether it's a business name or your own name, and you can change things later if you want. You know, we were Trade Show Bootcamp from 2011 to 2019 before we made the switch to Proof to Product, and I was terrified about making the change after being in business for so long, but it was the best decision. We just kind of outgrew our name, and we were teaching so many more things than just how to do trade shows at the time. So really, Trade Show Bootcamp did not fit what we were doing. And actually, if you're curious about our rebrand process, we have several podcast episodes about it. It was episode 100, 101, and 102, where I talked about the process, the marketing, all of the things that we talked about when changing our business name. So you can go back and search that up if you're interested. Okay, let's talk about if you decide to go with a general business name rather than your own. There are 7 things that I really want you to consider and think through. So let's talk about these. The first one is your brand image, values, and what you offer, meaning what you're selling. Does the brand name reflect all of these things? Does it reflect what you sell, what the brand stands for, and what makes you unique in the marketplace? This is something that is really important for the long term of the business. So we need to think through that at the beginning. The second is really logistical. It's keep it simple, easy to pronounce, and memorable. So simple is better than complicated in all aspects of our business, right? But when it comes to names, we want to make sure that it's easy to spell, easy to pronounce, and memorable so that it's easy for customers to share with their friends and family. So simple, easy pronunciation, and memorable are critical pieces here. The third consideration I want you to think about is competition. So I recommend doing a trademark search before you finalize your business name or any product names or even any program type names to ensure that the name or some variation of that name is not already being used by another business. This will help you avoid legal issues down the road, and there are a lot of businesses that are not running trademark searches before they're starting their business or naming their business. And I think that I have had clients who got, you know, 3 to 5 years or even more down the road in their business, they had started to have visibility and built a name for themselves, had clientele and all this. And they got notice that they had to change their business name because somebody else had trademarked it before they started. So, you know, definitely check out those trademark searches and look at what the competition is doing merely from a standpoint of protecting your name down the road. The fourth consideration I want you to think about is your digital home. Check to see whether the URL and the social handles for your preferred name are available. This will likely turn up when you're doing that competitor check in the trademark search, but it is good to know going into it whether your preferred website and social handles will be available. And by that, I mean, you know, a standard.com or just the name of your business as the social handle. If they're not available, dig into who has them and what type of business is utilizing those. You can always do some sort of variation, but you should probably check into who's using the main handles and the main website too. The fifth consideration when naming your business, if it's not your own, is SEO. And this is one that I think a lot of people overlook in their decision-making process, but having a business name that is search engine optimization friendly can go a long way in helping you grow your website traffic. And a name that includes relevant keywords and articulates, again, what types of products you sell will help to increase your visibility online. So definitely think through that when you're choosing a name. Two more. The number six thing I want you to think about is longevity. Choose a name that can grow with your business. You know, when I named this our business Trade Show Bootcamp, we were focused on helping people exhibit at trade shows. And then we realized, whoa, people don't have their product line ready. They don't have their sales tools ready. They're not doing proactive marketing. So let's help them get that ready before they start doing trade shows. So we, our programming expanded, but our company name was still the same and it didn't quite articulate what we were doing. So I want you to choose a name that can grow with your business. We want to avoid business names that are also trendy or built on pop culture or other references that may become stale in the future. So take that into consideration. And then the final thing I wanted to share with you is test out these potential names. Ask friends and colleagues to weigh in and see which ones resonate with them the most. Obviously, the final decision is really up to you, but hearing from some of your trusted friends and family may help solidify your decision. All right, Tiffany, keep me posted on what you decide. There's no wrong answer here, so really go with what feels best to you. And if you do decide to go with a company name over the personal name, I hope these strategies and tips will help you land on that new name pretty easily. For the rest of you listening, thank you for tuning in today and for listening until the end. If you have ever wanted to pick my brain or submit a question for me to answer or get my eyes and ears on your business, our Labs coaching program is the place to do it. We have monthly group coaching calls and a wide range of on-demand trainings that are specifically built for product-based business owners and your needs and helping you scale your business. So you can learn more about that at prooftoproduct.com/labs. One of our founding members, Cedric Victor of Special Orbits, said it best. He said, if you don't want to find out months or years down the line that there was a better way to run your business, get in Labs. We're constantly talking, figuring things out together, and sharing hard-won insights. Thank you, Cedric. Labs is really a special community. And again, you can learn more and enroll at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll be back in your playlist next Tuesday.